Whether it's fiscal necessity or convenience, Americans love the concept of buy now, pay later. And that's basically what most people voluntarily did when deciding how to pay for insurance on the exchange. They chose to use tax refund dollars expected next year to help pay for insurance coverage now. Government health subsidies are based on a person's income. So if income changes, the government wants to know within 30 days, says Barbara Stepankis. She owns a tax preparation agency in southern Wisconsin.
Well, if it goes up and they do not notify to get the subsidy changed, they would have to either pay the difference back on, with their 2014 return that's filed in 15, or they would have to have it taken out of their refund.
Stepankis says most people in the marketplace simply can't afford coverage without getting subsidy money up front. The subsidies also ease the sticker shock clients get when they see the total cost of insurance. Chris Hansen is a health benefits advisor in Appleton. She says most clients want lower premiums, but don't necessarily think about the long-term effect.
Do I want to pay $400 a month for my health insurance premium, or would I like to pay $150? I'll take the $150. You have to think about it wisely. That will impact my potential tax refund next year.
And the tax bills of those without insurance will also be affected. There's a penalty for not having health insurance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.